Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Triple Clowns Weekly Show. That's right. It's me, the reflection of perfection, the number one selection, the D-O-double-G, Randall Johnson, and alongside the woman of the hour, the one with the power, too sweet to be sour, Mrs. Big News, Sarah Marie, and the truck stop burrito, AJ Ryder. We are here.
Oh, wait, what the fuck? You do this whole new intro, and then I get that.
Well, you know, welcome back.
I thought I'd have some cool nickname too, but jeez.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that. You're still the truck stop burrito to us. You know, man. Go ahead. The man you love to hate, the one you ain't. I don't know, something like that.
Ooh, that's good. Anyway, let's use that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's us. We're going to go over the news, the horse racing news. We're going to recap some graded stakes that happened over the last week. And then I'm going to go into a little segment we call yay or nay for you guys, where I ask you guys questions and you have to answer yay or nay. All right. So let's get on to it. Mrs. Big News. Let's go.
Okay. All right, well, the first story I'm going to start off with, which kind of touches home for Randy, but the Suffolk Down grandstand has burnt down. 6 alarm fire took it out. Nobody was hurt. The grandstand was still open for simulcast, but no live racing since 2019.
I thought it was like a parking lot now. I don't know, and I haven't been there, so I thought it was gone anyway, but I guess it is now. So that's terrible. I hope nobody got hurt.
I haven't seen any reports of anybody getting hurt. The last I read, kind of mid-afternoon, they said that they're still at zero for people being hurt. But they did have some issues getting water into that area, and that's what caused the fire to
expand. They're right on the bay.
Expand so fast. I don't know.
It's like a bridge right near there.
Because when it was first reported, it was a 4 alarm, and then it just kept going up, and finally it was a six alarm, which...
I don't really know how the water thing works, but it's right near the water. It's Boston. And it's actually, I want to say it's right on the bay. All right.
Well, sorry to report that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that sucks. I mean, you know, in my mind, I'm like, did Churchill buy it? Is that what that happened? You know, possibly.
Arlington Park protesters just came in and said buy back Arlington Park. We don't want the Bears there. And said, yeah. I get it. If that's the case.
It could happen. Yeah. But yeah, all seriousness, fires aren't funny. But
no,
as long as nobody's hurt.
Yeah, I should joke about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's go on. We have the Belmont coming up. I just wanted to go over the probables as Rich Strike just had a bullet work yesterday, or this morning, actually, which is Tuesday. Looking really good. But the probables so far, and I know I've actually had questions about this at the track yesterday, but Nest is a probable. So we could be seeing a filly in there. But Howling Time, Kuchar, Golden Glider, Skippy Longstocking, Barber Road, Creative Minister, Ethereal Road, We the People, Mo Donegal, and, of course, Rich Strike.
All right. Yeah. No, interesting. We'll get a little bit into that with one of my questions.
So, oh, boy. Yeah. Well, hold off there.
Yeah.
And the final piece of news, a jockey that Randy and I have touted for some time, but now he's a bit more popular. But JJ is so close to taking the jockey title for this meet at Santa Anita. He has 91 wins under his belt so far, and Flavian's in second with 73 wins. And there's only...
And Flavian hasn't been there for a while, but he took over the Mandela rides, really, and I guess that's what it means. You know, Mandela's got to be the trainer now, right? Mandela's got to be leading.
Yeah.
It's got. I mean, right? Because it can't be Baffert, because he hasn't been around for half of it. It's not Peter Miller, because he hasn't been around the whole time. It's not Dan.
Well, Baffert lost a lot of the wins he was supposed to have.
Yeah, I mean,
if Baffert would have kept a lot of the horses he had during the meet, I mean, he's still. I mean, can you combine Baffert and Yakteen and just say that's one person?
Because you probably can't, but it makes sense. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way.
I'm actually kind of impressed because even so, I mean, I know Flavian wasn't there a bunch, and he's kind of moved on. He's out in New York and he's all over the place now. But I mean, is JJ like the next guy there? Because normally, I mean, he's kind of done with San Anita, right? Flavian?
Yeah, I just looked at it. Mark Glatt is leading Bob Baffert.
No, good for Mark.
And Mendel's not even near it. Wow, oddly enough.
Well, but how many of them wins? How many wins does Zach Teen have?
Can
you see that?
Yeah, I'll see it in a second.
Because just add those to Baffert's total, and then let's just give him the title.
As of now, oh no, D'Amato's got the most that it starts, wins. D'Amato, which I figured, Doug O'Neill, that's right. Sadler, Mark Glatt.
So Baffert's at 27. Scroll to the bottom and see where Yak Teen's at. So Yak 27 and 14. Yak Teen's at 14.
So if you added those up, they still wouldn't be ahead of first places by D'Amato.
Oh, D'Amato, wow.
49. And it's wins, I guess. I don't know if they take all of it. They go by earnings, I guess. And D'Amato has 4.5 million. Doug O'Neill is 2.4 million. So D'Amato's killing it right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. Yeah, Dean's got 1.3 million and Baffert has 2.7. So they would actually be
pretty dang close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you combine them. Yeah, Mandela, who I thought was up there, I guess because he has a lot of model horses, is 1.1. That's it. So
and then what's the jockey standings though?
Is Juan has 5.9 million, Praz 5.4 million. So he's actually ahead of him in money too, which is pretty good. Juan's got 91 wins, Pratt's got 73 wins. They go by wins though.
They go by wins.
So he has got 91, Pratt's got 73. Pratt's obviously
third?
Locked up. 44 with Tyler Bayes, he's not catching him.
Yeah.
50
yeah.
away. Tyler Bayes is in third. Double his and he's not going to win.
Yeah. But Pratt, I feel like, has spent a lot more time outside of SoCal this time.
He's got the most starts of all of them. He has 390.
Pratt
starts.
Does?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Pratt's
yeah.
got 250. So,
yeah.
20 more wins and 140 more starts.
Well, so, when Flavian and Umberto both took off to go out to Kentucky, I was like, this is opening the door for JJ to come in and take the lead and give him more rounds. And that's exactly what you see. And then you see his performance on what Sunday he had. I don't even know.
Five out of nine.
Well, how many starts does Abel have?
Abel has 309 starts, 37 wins.
Which is weird because it just feels like a lot of
winning percentage. Pratt wins at 29%.
Yeah. I mean,
JJ wins at 23.
Yeah. It's so weird because I feel like a lot of these jockeys are kind of leaving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much more going on elsewhere. You got to go get your money. I don't blame you for that. So. But good, good for JJ. He's going to get a title.
Yeah,
from
you come from Golden Gate. You kind of been sitting behind, and now, hey, you guys want to leave? I'll step up.
Yeah,
I'll become the man.
And I mean, it's still Southern California racing. It's still
that's like, a tough jockey colony too. It's great for him, and he's very talented. So Umberto is back at Santa Anita for good, or back in Southern California racing for good. Okay. But Flavian only came out for the stakes day, and now he's headed back to New York.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So,
well, good. But that's the news. We had 8 stakes races this holiday weekend. So we'll start with Saturday at Belmont. They had the Grade 3 Soar Softly Stakes, where Hardy Party took the win over Breezy Easy and Sail By.
A fight as the field comes from the top of the stretch, the half and 46-1. It is Champagne Poetry and Sail By, and here's Shardy Party on the outside. Sail By and Shardy Party, then Breeze Easy. Derry Nane is down towards the rail, then Oreka. Walker is putting in a late run out in the middle of the course. Shardy Party, here's Breeze Easy. Here's Walker on the outside. Sail By down at the rail. They come for the finish. Shardy Party!
There's a Shardy Party in my pants right now after watching that. Is that horse really named Shardy Party?
Shardy Party.
Yes, it is.
How'd that one fly? Shardy Party. I don't know if I want to be invited to that one.
No. Sounds like an awful party.
All I know is I was big on that too. Breezy. And that was a tough loss to take.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. So I can't beat by a Shardy.
You can get beat by a horse named Shardy Porter, yeah.
Anyway, grow up, you guys. Grow up. Seriously, we'd have to edit this part out because Sarah's laughing too hard.
No, it's fine. Keep that in.
Shardy Party. You can see it to like a child. You can see it like a child. She hears Shardy Party, so it just like a 6-year-old in class.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not an age group in the world that would say that would not laugh at that.
Yeah, toilet humor is always funny with the triple glass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the worst part of it is even like recording these clips and writing this out and announcing them. It didn't hit me till rewatching it now. I was like, ah, Shardy Party.
Grow up.
Yeah. My favorite horse.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think that horse stinks.
No, that was in bad taste.
Okay.
Poor form.
Oh,
poor
form. Coming behind that horse. Yeah. Let's go. Seriously, guys, okay. This is like Ryan Dickey all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. I bet Ryan Dickey's a big Shardy Party fan.
I think he named it.
It wouldn't surprise me if, like, that's something he said before. And I'm sure 100% this is a Chardonnay party is what they're referring to.
Yeah. I say the same thing.
Sure, it was. Mike Joyce right now is loving it.
That's exactly
Mike
what Joyce is loving it.
Mike, if you're listening right now, give us a thumbs up.
This is for you.
This is 100% what that horse's name means. It's not what you think it is. It's not what Philip Seymour Hoffman in the elevator when he said he sharted.
It's Shardy Party, not Shardy Party.
Well,
I got a horse in my Equibase barn, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Shardy Party is one to watch going forward.
Shardy Party
sure.
is the horse to watch after winning that horse.
Yeah, I need to see more of the Shardy Party.
Yeah, exactly. But let's go. To Sunday, we had 3 graded stakes at Santa Anita. Starting off on race 3, we had the Daytona Stakes, where Brand took the win over Majestic Eagle and Berninter.
With a nice rally down on the fence. They're in 8th from home, and Brand clinging to the lead. Has it by a length, Berninter, Homer Screen, Majestic Eagle. Brand is gritty on the front end with a host of pursuers, and Brand would not be denied. Game and a front-running score to take the Daytona.
Turf leader is tough. They proved that last few days. Go to lead on a turf. It's hard to catch. All right. Good race by Brand.
Brand, yep.
Yeah. All right.
Took the win. Let's go to race 4. We had the Triple Bend Stakes for American Theorem. Took the lead over Principe Carlo and Get Her Number.
Is up to put his head in front. Principe Carlo matching strides in the center of the track. Get Her Number exalted. A 16th to go. American Theorem and Principe Carlo are nose to nose. American Theorem, Principe Carlo will not surrender. Here is the line. American Theorem and Principe.
Wow.
That was, I mean, I don't know if I thought Frank gave the call right there, but then he mentioned the other horse kind of saved himself, but I couldn't tell who won that race. There, I mean,
and I 100% did not have that horse, so.
Yeah. Well, that's your other horse there. I believe, AJ, you've played that Get Her Number or whatever a few times, right?
I say that a lot. I don't know if I played that horse.
Brickyard Ride didn't hit the board that race.
I did play Brickyard Ride. I think I played Exalted.
Yeah.
Principe Carlo, I think we're my 3 in that one.
Brickyard Ride, as fast as Brickyard Ride is, Brickyard Ride, if you go through his stats, he will throw a clunker in.
Yeah.
It's really weird. That
was one of them.
He hasn't in a while, but you'll see.
No,
like,
he hasn't.
He'll throw a clunker in. I mean, I don't know.
Look, you're talking about these athletes who sometimes you're not on your game.
It's that day.
I mean, there could be. I mean,
It's Secretariat again be after the Belmont. Like we talked about that before. Yeah. Who would think the world record holder to this day at a mile and a half would ever get beat again?
Or like losing the wood, getting third in the wood. I mean, obviously we all know now that the, you know.
Yeah. But exactly, it wasn't his day. He had a fever or whatever it was. He had an abscess for that one. He had a fever. Whatever. You don't know.
I mean, like, watch the NFL. I mean, you watch like the NFL, you watch any of the, you know, the Bulls lost 12 games, you know. When they won 70. It's like sometimes you're just not on your game. It happens.
Yeah.
So,
and they can't, at least like humans could tell you, like, I'm not feeling it to the coach.
Yeah.
You don't know with them. Horses, they still go out.
Horses cannot do that.
Yeah. No, that's it. But yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. That was a good ride. But let's go to the final stakes race of Sunday's card at Santa Anita. We had the Grade 3 Honeymoon Stakes where Cairo Memories took the win over Island of Love and Ballet Dancing.
Cairo Memories in between. They both go by Sterling Crest. They're in the final furlong. Island of Love and Cairo Memories are head and head. Cairo Memories digging in along the inside. Island of Love is now a half length behind Cairo Memories. Island of Love, Cairo Memories supremely confidently handled, wins by a length and a half.
Once again, on that lead, you have to pass horses. We will see it happen pretty soon, but it's front runner.
I do believe there's something when any time a horse is named after anything regarding Egypt, any at all, like a pharaoh,
are named after
pharaoh, Cairo. I think like it's get a
angle?
Like just go for it. Like why not? There's something to it.
Yeah,
it seems like
that with the Sphinx in the seventh race at Belmont this week.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pioneer the Nile. I mean, they're all good horses.
I think they all come from that same line of something.
They probably do. And I think there's something to that. And it's not me knowing the breed. It's me just being like, oh, this horse is named after something in Egypt. Yes, I'll bet this horse.
Okay. There you go. Everybody out there, that's your new angle.
That's my angle. Anything but.
Yep. Bet the house. On
Cleopatra's something was really good too. Or somebody, Cleopatra was a good horse too.
Yeah,
See, I'm telling you. Anything.
Yeah. But it is. All right. Well, on that note, let's go to Monday's races, Memorial Day's races. We had the Winning Color Stakes at Belmont, where Wisconsin took the win over Joyful Cadence and Lil Tootsie.
Lil Tootsie runs up into third. Off the turn into the stretch. Joyful Cadence, confident ride, now shaken up. Sconson draws alongside, and these two are head-and-head with one furlong to go. Lil Tootsie's in third. Joyful Cadence is fully extended. Sconson takes over, and Sconson pulls away late. Sconson goes back-to-back in the winning colors and starts her five-year-old year.
Sconson looks a lot bigger than those other horses. Did anybody notice that?
Mm-hmm. Sconson's been one that's on the radar. He's lost to Gamin like 300 times. Now Gamin.
Yeah, Sconson's just like a workhorse that's still around. Yeah.
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 Lost it, I think, like, I lost all those. Like, that was like Monomoy Girl and Latruska and whatever it was.
And Gamin.
Gamin. It was that whole 3-year-old crop then that it would be five now, or are five now.
Let's go to Santa Anita. We had three graded stakes on Monday. The first one was came in race four, where we had the Hollywood Gold Cup, where There Goes Harvard took the win there, followed by Defunded and Royal Ship.
Harvard, Royal Ship to the outside, 3/16 of a mile to go for Defunded, who leads it by a length. There goes Harvard, running a giant race and coming to him. Royal Ship, Stiletto Boy drops out, 1/16 to go. There goes Harvard, is up to take the lead from Defunded, and it's There Goes Harvard to win the Hollywood Gold Cup by just over a length. Defunded was second.
That horse is hot. We saw him a couple weeks ago, and
you picked that horse
a couple weeks ago, and the horse was like 6-1. And remember, me and Joe were just like, "How's this horse 6-1?" The horse looked great, but to jump him up and turn him back that quick, he knew something was up there. And let me tell you, Royal Ship didn't look great, flattened out, which I thought second off the layoff. I wasn't crazy about what's it called there, the other one. I faded that horse a lot.
Stiletto Boy.
Yeah, Stiletto Boy. Like I said, and I really believe, and when I said it, I told everybody. Soda Boy doesn't go to the lead here, gets beat by Defunded to the turn. Soda Boy doesn't. It's like he's got a lot of Knicks going on.
Which is funny because you told us, and I remember, you know, me and Tom, I think, had – we both had Stiletto Boy. And then you kind of talked me into Defunded. And I ended up playing Defunded. And then, of course, Defunded.
Yeah.
So I blame you for me losing money on
– Well, because if you played Stiletto Boy, you know you still would have lost, right?
Well, I played Defunded thinking I was going to win money. And then You didn't tell me to play there. That's on you.
Specify next time.
Yeah, that's 100%. And listen, Soda Boy is a great horse, and this and that. I just thought that would be a problem. And you know, let's see. Maybe he comes back, and I, you know, maybe the horse will run second, run by somebody. I don't know. Didn't like him in that spot. I did think Royal Ship, I thought, was going to win her coming down the stretch. Yeah, and just I was kind of flattened out.
Kind of surprised in that horse's performance.
But hats off to There Goes Harvard jumping up big class. And
Yep. All right, let's go to race five. We had the grade one Shoemaker Mile, which is a win in your in for the FanDuel Mile for the Breeders' Cup. And we had Count Again take the win over Smooth Like Stray and Master of Foxhound.
Makes up the chase. These two square off in the Shoemaker Mile. Smooth Like Straight, a two-length lead. Count Again bearing down, though. And he's right to him with a furlong left to go and goes by. Count Again. Irad Ortiz Jr. is putting on a show today as Count Again streaks home in the Shoemaker Mile.
Speed did not hold up in that one. Mm-mm. I didn't think Smooth Like Straight was going to hold on. I didn't like that as a favorite. I said that. But, you know, I was thinking about changing my mind on that because of how early Speed was holding up on the turf when that race came along. I was like, ooh. You know, but, you know.
But I think everyone in our – we all had Count Again.
Besides
you and Tom. Okay.
Sarah did.
I did not have Count.
I didn't mean to count you out, Sarah. But yeah.
We thought the same thing when we went over him earlier. And I was like, oh, and she was like, I had him. And I was like, oh, I didn't have him.
I had Master of Foxhounds and I had Smooth Like Straight.
We all were big on Master of Foxhounds.
Mm-hmm. We all had the one. I think we all had the one.
Randy's the only one that did not. He faded Smooth Like Straight.
I faded a lot of favorites.
Yeah,
get that trifecta for $7.80.
Woo! What are you spending all that money?
I'm gonna put that $7.80 on Cafe Ferrero in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
We're not gonna start on this, everybody.
Let's move on. Let's move on. We got the final stakes race of our 3-day weekend, which was the grade one Gamely Stakes, where Ocean Road took the win over Going to Vegas and Going Global.
Road Thrumstream is on the fence. They're at the top of the stretch. Going Global gets a seam now, and she has to come after Going to Vegas. And Going Global kicking into high gear. Canoodling hanging tough from the back of the field. Ocean Road running a giant race. Here comes Ocean Road after Going to Vegas. Going to Vegas, Ocean Road. Ocean Road from last to first under Umberto Rispoli.
Yeah, that was a tough one for us. Obviously, it's a Going to Vegas is one of our horses. I was there. I saw I ride off to the race. Talked to him briefly. And let me tell you something. Going to Vegas ran her heart out. Going to Vegas is like, if you know this horse, it's like Going to Vegas is like Rudy Rudiger in a sense. Like I don't think she's the most talented, but she leaves it all out there. Like the other horses, they all came back from their gallop out and she just is veins popping out still like, she's just a beast. I don't know if she's the most talented horse, but she's out. She wants to win and digs in, and she just got caught. Boy, that was a good race.
That was a really
Going
good
Global race. Couldn't catch her. She pulled away from Going Global, which is
impressive. Yeah.
She ran a really good race. And Irad, you know, I've never met him before yesterday, but it's really funny because Irad's the only guy that after all that goes up and says sorry to me. What are you sorry? You ran a fucking hell of a race, Irad. I gave her everything she got. You know, he was, you know, like, dude, that was awesome. Like,
well, he should say sorry to me because I was I was alive to the pick four in that race.
We had the pick six.
We
had the pick six, though.
I'm saying currently I had placed a bet on that pick four.
Yeah.
And that was one of the horses I had.
No, that's what I mean.
Leg, yeah. And
I was so stupid.
We were alive in the pick six.
You guys, almost everybody there talked me out of. I played 1-2-6, right? Mm-hmm. And I was going to play 1-2-3, but I was everybody convinced me, like, I can't throw out gold, but play $900. And we had 1-2-6. And coming down the stretch, I was like, the only way I can get beat is the horse in last. Yep. And
the horse in last beat. So, damn it.
But it was going to Vegas showed a lot. That ocean horse showed a lot there. I'm just saying,
if I were to like ocean to apologize road. To me, I'd be okay.
I'll tell him next time.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. I mean, I just want to share that with people because, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, listen, that was kind of a classy move in a sense of being like, that's how much he wants to win. You know, yeah. You'd think like he'd just be like, hey, give it all I got, whatever. He was legitimately like, sorry,
well, no, I mean, at the end of the day, he's an athlete and I can't imagine if he's on a 25-1 shot. He's thinking to himself, I'm going to lose this race. I mean, that's what these guys do. I mean, they're athletes like anybody else.
Competitors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you don't ever get on a horse. I mean, you might know he's 30-1, but like, do you not want to win that race? I don't know
if I'd rather he rides a 30-1 horse nowadays. Or if he's on it, won't be 30-1 for
That's an interesting question, too, to ask him is the fact is when was the last time you had like a 30-1 shot you ran.
I'm sure he was on one in like a big stakes day when all the jockeys are there. He probably jumped on one that was like
day, like Derby day or Breeders' Cup Classic day or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm sure. But at the same time, you know that motherfucker don't want to lose.
No.
Yeah.
He's a competitor, man. I mean,
especially you're talking about like the jockey at the top of his game. Like, mm-hmm. Irad Ortiz is probably the most sought-after jockey in the country right now.
Oh, well, he's won, like, two – no, he won two eclipses in a row.
I mean, if you said who's the top jockey right now,
yeah.
Irad Ortiz is probably that guy. It's been
the last 2 years.
So that guy running in a race where he's, like, 20-1, 30-1, you know that motherfucker wants to win.
Yeah.
I mean – granted, he's not going to be in that situation.
Oh, I don't think he ever goes in the gate thinking he's going to lose. I mean, he goes in, he gives it his best every single
time. Oh, he's a competitor. I mean, both the Ortiz, Flavian, those guys, I mean, they're winners. I mean,
that is true. And when you do meet them, and we've seen a couple that come off the horse and they're angry when they lose. We've seen it before. And you kind of like to see it because you're like, that's what you're. I mean, I hate watching.
Well, yeah, that's why you put that guy on your horse.
Yeah, I hate trading jerseys. I hate smiling after the game and taking pictures with each other. I don't like that shit. I want my guy to be pissed and go to the locker room if you lost. That's the guy I want on my team.
Yeah,
I hate the new age kid.
My defensive end is out there trading jerseys with the, you know,
after a loss. Fuck. Yeah. You win. I don't give a shit. Give you jersey. Give you helmet.
Yeah, give it to you. But like,
if you lost and you do that, I mean, knock Tom Brady, and I'm not a big fan of him. You're not either. But when they got mad at him for being angry and running out into the tunnel, not shaking hands, good.
I don't want him. I don't want him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, jockeys are a different breed.
That they are. But that's it for the news. That's it for the recap of all these stakes races we had.
All right. So let me get into this little episode we're going to call Yay or Nay. You guys get it? Like a horse.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Cafe Faro wins the Breeders' Cup
we're
Classic.
We're going to ask you Cafe Faro. If you can get the futures with that $7 right now, you probably get a good price. So
yep.
That's true.
You might want to do that. All right. So I'm going to ask you guys a question. It's basically yes or no. It's a yay or nay. Mm-hmm. It'll be pretty easy. You just give it to me as quick as you can. And the first question is, will Bob Baffert win multiple Breeders' Cup races this year? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Yay?
Yay.
Okay. AJ? There's like 14 races.
Well, I'd like to see what happens with his Yak Teen horses. Are they coming back?
Okay,
this
is why we asked the question, though. We don't know. But yeah, he's coming back in 90 days. He's going to get the horse.
He'll be back in a couple
of
weeks.
Well, no, because it comes back, but are they going to come back to his barn?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Then yay.
Okay. I agree.
Then yay.
I kind of wanted to see if I got AJ.
You said multiple?
Multiple. I couldn't say one. Multiple.
God,
we need 14 races. There's a chance he could win two.
Yeah,
it might not be 14.
But like you got 2 days worth of races.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not every race is a Breeders' Cup race, though.
I think he wins two.
So that's multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one. Will Rich Strike win another graded stakes this year? Yay or nay?
Ooh, that's tough.
Nay.
He didn't do it right.
Nay.
That is not how you
nay. Well, you were nay.
There we go. Okay, now I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'll say yay.
You'll say yay. I go nay as well.
What's he gonna win?
It's gonna be tough, but
if you don't win the Belmont, he's not gonna win. Maybe
you get a weak Haskell. Maybe you get but I think Haskell, you're gonna have horses coming firing back. Oh, yeah. So. Like Forbidden Kingdoms and stuff like that, you know? All right, I say nay as well. Sarah says yay. All right, next one. Will Peter Miller win the trainer title at the Del Mar meet?
Oh, yeah, because he's back.
Will Peter Miller, now that's another one, Alvarado's his assistant or whatever, but he's obviously going to get the horses.
I mean, in this situation, you're giving me Peter Miller versus the field, so I'll say nay.
Nay, well, you have Baffert coming, but
yeah. I'm gonna say
yay because he wins it a lot. So
he does. And, yeah, he does.
Yeah, but I mean,
you're getting you're getting 14 people to one. Sure.
Yeah. All right. I'll take nay.
All right. Next question: will Pletcher horses both be in the Superfecta at the Belmont? That's Mo Donegal and Ness, the filly. Will both of them be in the Superfecta?
Oh, in the Super.
Which, for everybody out there, is the first horses that four horses that crossed the finish line.
Oh, thank you.
That's for AJ, actually.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah, I was going to say yay. There's a
yay? I say nay. I don't think Ness is going to go.
Top four?
I don't know. I'm going to go that chances are probably not. Like, if you box those two, you probably make money, even though Mo Donegal's the favorite.
It's Belmont. How many people are going to be there? Eight?
There's what, nine right now? Ten?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
One scratches, two scratches.
I thought that was a pretty good question. But, okay, so you guys are both saying yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'll say yay.
All right. All right, last question is, will Tom from Tom and Tom Racing...
Oh, give out a sequence. Nay. Nay.
That pays over $1,000.
Nay. 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 Nay.
You need a big horse.
I don't even know what the question is. I'm just saying nay.
I'll root for Tom. I'll give that one a yay.
Okay, so the question is for everybody out there where AJ was yelling was, will Tom give out a sequence at Delaware Park this year that's over $1,000?
Nay.
Sarah says yay.
I'm rooting for him.
I don't know how many shows he's going to do. Delaware's kind of not that long of a meet. So,
yeah. Nah.
I hope he does, but nah. I mean, I think odds are nay, nah. Right?
Yeah, nay. Nah. You'll be lucky to pick a winner.
we'll find out.
Off the rail might go 8 weeks and he'll never even come close.
Well, he's been doing
good. He actually
gave out the last two pick fours. He's done good. Yes, given up the last.
Has he ever done out a pick five?
No, I don't think we've done like two pick fives. I know. Here we go. You did like what last year? Stop.
I believe I did better like ROI wise than Tom did last year at Delaware.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm going to say hard nay. And
we know you said nay 3,000 times.
A hard nay. Hard nay. Like hard a big nay old that. Nay.
Oh, poor Tom.
All right, so that's it for everybody out there. Hit that like and subscribe button. Tell everybody about us. And for me, the beautiful Sarah Marie. Not me, the beautiful Sarah Marie. Me and the beautiful Sarah Marie. And the truck stop burrito.
The beautiful truck stop burrito.
To think of maybe an outro.
We got nothing.
Yeah, so.
See you later, everybody.